Message number 960. All the upheavals you are about to witness will be testament to the truth of the prophecies given to my beloved John in the book of Revelation. Thursday, November 7, 2013 at 18:35. My dearly beloved daughter, the time for the new beginning is close. As the Great Tribulation continues to be felt, many events will take place. The enemies within my church will, without any sense of shame, try to say that a new one-world secular church which welcomes all sinners and all religions is approved by God. When those in my church welcome the secular world, it will no longer follow the truth. When you are a true follower of mine, your faith will be seen in your deeds and works. When you are mine, you will remain true to the Word of God. When you keep my word, you are obedient to everything that I taught you. When you are not of me, you will curse your brothers and sisters. When you are not of me, you will hate those who are of me. When you believe that you will have eternal life without having to earn it, then you are very much mistaken. If you say that sin is natural and that only a just and fair God would forgive every sin, then this is true. But if you believe that eternal life is your natural right and that you do not need to repent first, then you are denying the truth. I love every one of you. I would never be cruel, unkind, vicious, abusive, or hurt any of God's children. But I will never open the door to my kingdom to any sinner unless they show true remorse for their wrongdoing. When I lead you towards salvation, I open every door so that I can welcome you on the last day. Many doors are opening now, but few are entering them. Not one of you will enter my kingdom unless you obey my word given to you in the Holy Gospels. Your faith must be pure. Your love for one another must be genuine, and your obedience to my word will gain for you the gift of eternal life. Many who call themselves Christians are disloyal to my church. You receive me in holy communion with blackened souls. You ignore my teachings and condone sins you believe to be insignificant in your eyes. You spread lies with a wicked tongue about others, and you condemn many in my holy name. You were given the truth in the Holy Gospels, yet you do not practice what they teach you. My love for you means that while many of you will not earn the salvation I gave the world by my death on the cross, I will still give all of you the chance to see the truth during my divine mercy when I come before you to help you decide whether or not you will accept my gift. All the upheavals you are about to witness will be testament to the truth of the prophecies given to my beloved John in the book of Revelation. When you see the church enter into union with the secular world, you will know that the time has come for my mission to gather souls all over the world. Your Jesus.